Chapter 21, Illness.
2, 1, and action.
I went back to the doctor once more, and I was diagnosed with two things. The first, something I'd seen coming for a while, IBS. And the second was post-viral fatigue, so basically ME. I'd worn my body out, and although my mind was still raring to go, my body had totally given up on me. Let's not get any violins out at this point. I'm not totally bedridden, but I suspect a lot of that is down to my mentality and a total fear of failure. Every day is now a bit of an effort, if I'm honest. I'm still incredibly passionate about Sandstorm and I still have the same goals in mind, but getting to them is nothing short of hard work on my body. ME is a bit of a nasty issue, made worse by the belief in many that it doesn't actually exist, because the outward signs that come from ME are quite simply laziness. So to many, if you seem lazy, well, you are. And I'm not saying there aren't people who are lazy, I'm sure there are. But for me, someone who loves working long hours and loves striving for success and perfection, having a body that just says no a lot is, well, incredibly frustrating. What I'm basically getting at is don't feel sorry for me here, but use the advice and, more importantly, learn from the mistakes I've made. Should you wish to run your own business or just be successful in your career, you need to look after yourself and realise that physically you are a human being and no one, can operate really well for 16 to 18 hours a day, every day, especially if they also drink a lot of alcohol and don't take good care of themselves, consistently, not just in January. If you ever meet anyone who says they do, try living with them for a day and see what they actually achieve. Working long hours doesn't mean you're working effectively. Rest is vital, and being able to say, this is too much, is a valuable attribute to have. I will admit, if someone says to me, I can't do that, I'm still incredibly disappointed in them, especially if, even though I want to fall asleep, I'll still get on and do it. To me, that is laziness if you just can't be bothered, but it has given me a new perspective on ability, and more importantly, capability. What's achievable as one person is one thing, but having the vision to see how others could make that happen for you is quite another. I was now forced into ways of making Sandstorm successful, whether I was involved or not. The advice that our coach had given us was happening whether I liked it or not. I had to approach Sandstorm as if tomorrow I'd be far too ill to work. I had to give up control.